You guys, if there's one thing mom deserves, it is a good night's sleep. So this Mother's Day, give her soft, luxurious, temperature-regulating bedding from Cozy Earth. Save up to 35% at CozyEarth.com with promo code DEARALICE. I have to give a quick testimonial. I'm sleeping on their sheets right now, and they are temperature-regulating. I don't get too hot. I don't get too cold. It's amazing. So again, go to CozyEarth.com. Promo code Dear Alice, and you're going to save 35% right now for the best Mother's Day gift.
Welcome to Dear Alice, a lifestyle approach to interior design.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Dear Alice.
Hey, guys.
How are we doing today, Sue and Corey?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Dude, it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
I feel like we're on like the downhill part of the roller coaster, and yes. I'm just so excited.
Yeah.
Things don't feel as hard once it's Wednesday. Monday, it's just like, okay.
It's uphill. Boobies. Like, let's roller coasters clicking along. You're like, oh man, I can't wait to start going downhill. And it starts like you're going downhill once you've hit the crest of Wednesday.
Totally.
Yeah. And then we call Thursday weekend warm up around here. So
that's tomorrow.
That way it feels like
you're pretty much there.
Something good's about to happen.
Yeah.
No.
And by Friday, it's just like recess.
I know. I'm just that's like early out day, but not, but in my mind, I'm back in school and it's early out day.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And you're trying to think about what you're going to do. This is going to be so fun. Or what are you going to eat?
Put my hair in a ponytail.
Yeah. Sue's like space buns. I love it. Yes. Well, today we've got a fun one. We're doing moody spaces.
Yeah, I think we've gotten a lot of questions on this too, on just how do you create a moody space? Where do you create a moody space?
Yes.
And I feel like it's a trend. I think people are wanting to feel saturation, even though we're going kind of into spring. We still want to feel those like areas that just like hug you close.
Yeah.
You know, and there's just something about, I don't know, gathering your people in those spaces to have really good conversation.
To create a scene. To have a mood.
To tell secrets.
To dim the lights and light a candle or some votives.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to really get into it and have a moment. You know what I mean? I feel like there's such a scene setting that comes with the dark space. So this is also kind of a how to create a dark space.
Yeah.
And to give you great courage to do so.
And to flex an opinion. I feel like whenever I'm in.
Flex an opinion.
Whenever I in our new space. Just like we need to paint your office green. I'm like, well, I do need a green office. And I love tucking myself in there. And it's just a paint, guys. It's just a paint, but it's everything. And I'm just like, I can concentrate. Mm-hmm. And it just, and people come in, they're like, this feels like you. And I'm like, see, that's the power of saturation, y'all. Like color is so, so powerful. And so whatever your color is, that is a perfect way to translate that color into a moody space.
And you get so much credit for it. Oh. And it's the cheapest thing you can do in home interiors is to paint a space.
You can go to Home Depot, y'all.
You guys could be living with color or depth in a week's time. Yeah. You figure it out, you get it up there and voila.
Yeah.
Better moments.
Yes. And if you don't have a space like this, I implore you to do so. I want you to find a pocket, be it even if it's your closet. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Yes.
Like find somewhere where you go in there and you just like, you get electrified. You get just that boost to your chest.
Yes.
And it makes you alive because color does that. It completely does that. I'm a big believer in this.
So great.
Get into it.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
Right. So we were talking first about when and where.
Yes.
When and where to do a lot of color, where to saturate.
Okay. And I think we all agree that the best places to saturate are like spaces that are confined, right?
Yeah.
Where you have like a clear opening, you have casing that really embodies this environment and this mood for you to kind of escape into. And
Or you have a door that separates the space from the other spaces.
So you open it up like freaking Alice in Wonderland. And you're just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They're so much fun.
You get a reaction 100% of the time and people will just go mad for it. So yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Oh no, I was just adjusting my microphone.
Corey was just, I thought Corey had something.
Corey was really leaning into it. We were excited for it. It was like fortune telling. It was going to be good.
Yeah.
So enclosed rooms such as powder baths.
Powder baths are such a great spot to do that just because it's Jess always says, it's a spot that people aren't going to be for very long.
Yeah, you'll never get sick of it.
But you want it to be kind of like that boutique hotel restaurant where you're just like, go check out the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's really good. They didn't suck on that part of the build.
Yeah.
So I think powder bath is such a quick way to, and honestly, super cheap because it's not a big space.
It's a cheap thrill, y'all.
It's a cheap thrill. Yeah. So, I mean, that's wallpaper. If you're like, wallpaper is too expensive, I guarantee your powder bath is small enough that it's not going to break the bank to do a wallpaper.
You could paint it yourself or you could hire someone to do wallpaper.
Yeah, but paint's an easy trick.
That ourselves.
Do paint if you're scared. Paint's a quick way to kind of ease yourself into this mood, right?
Yeah.
And then like once you get a little bit more brave, try wallpaper.
Also,
be crazy.
Also, if you are going to wallpaper to color and you know it's coming, you have to paint the walls that same color anyway, because if you have a good paper hanger, he doesn't want in the seam to have a little bit of lightness coming through. No. He wants that the same wall color behind, so you might as well just get a head start on it and paint that wall.
Yep.
The same color as your paper. Yeah. And the ceiling.
The fifth wall.
Yes. Good job, Sue.
Do that.
I love that. Also, closets, I think, can be a good time. Enclosed space, dining rooms.
Yes.
Usually an enclosed space. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of my favorite ones was Angie Harrington's.
Yes.
I love her dining room. Yes. Everywhere else it's pretty light and bright, but she's such a character and she has so much good collections and things. And those things should be in a moody space.
Yep.
And so I think it was scored plaster in there. All we did was paint it and it gets so many points. It
looks leathery and so handsome and... Yeah, it's like an expensive bag. It's kind of this ox blood sort of.
You just like hopped into a glass of Merlot. Honestly, it's so pretty. And it's
gorgeous.
Fantastic. And
living rooms.
You kind of become a different person.
Yeah.
I will say when you enter into certain things, there's been rooms.
You become your alter ego.
Totally. There's been rooms at Market where I can like remember the exact ones and the spaces where like, it's probably at the end of the day, we're punchy, we're tired, our feet hurt. But like we went into Lillian August Milan Italian apartment and we sat down and we're like, the best conversations would be had in a space like this.
Yeah.
Like the walls were black and
you feel more fabulous.
And the furniture was like European bright and it was so good.
Love it.
It was so good. So
she I think this is a good tip for all of you. Actually, she'll name these scenes that she's creating to help her fully get into the character.
Guys.
Yeah. And so like she had the billionaire's apartment for one.
That was good.
I love it. There's like fresh flowers everywhere and everything's bright or it's black and you know, all of these different vibes going. The art looks really amazing and expensive and you know, it's all just smoke and mirrors. But I think if you tell yourself this story about your new bathroom or your new closet or your new, whatever it's going to be, your dining room, then you can really get into character with this girl and figure out who she is and who your alter ego is and make this scene where you want to gather all your best friends and family for birthdays and just make them extra special because it's a total vibe.
Yeah. And think back to your past experiences that girl that did study abroad in Italy that one summer, like before she got married and like she had the best time and you went to that space, that restaurant and that cute boy, you know, whatever the story is. Yeah. Tell that story. Shoot.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Relive a memory.
Embody that in your dining room.
Yes.
I wish I knew at one time I did, but I wish I knew like the total statistics behind it. But when I was building the recording studio that I owned, I was doing a lot of research on building a recording studio, but also why a lot of control rooms, which is like where the mixing board is in a recording studio, are kind of dark. And a lot of the times they'll, you know, paint all walls and ceiling, you know, a darker color. And it's because it elicits creativity. And there was like a study done, it's some, college or something. But because when you're like amped up, by like bright overhead lighting, it's kind of like that's actually been proven to cause anxiety. So to kind of
guys, get mental health.
Yeah. I told my wife that yesterday, cause she always leaves the overhead lights on. I'm like at night and I'm like, turn these off. These like give me anxiety and that's science. And,
it's science.
I read, So I read that it's a very calming thing and you want to be when a creative mood, you don't want your senses to be like, all over the place, like bounces off the walls. You kind of, you know, you want to be like a little bit more sunk back in your personality. And then that's when like the true creativity, like you become a conduit for it. Mm-hmm. So also could be, you know, another reason to do it. That's the reason I painted my music room black. Mm-hmm. And I do feel it. Like that's where I go, you know, that's that's where I sit to play music. I don't ever take my guitars out of that room and like really play. I just, it's always there.
It gives you a focus.
Yeah.
Too.
That concentration.
Creates the mood.
Mm. Yeah. When you go into a space that is dark, we've said this before, you're just able to concentrate on the task at hand, be it studying. Libraries, offices are an awesome place to go deep. Bedrooms. I like going like a little bit more saturated in a bedroom. Mm-hmm. And then like, as you get ready, go lighter in your bathroom. So you have more natural light reflecting off the walls.
Yeah. I love that too.
Yeah.
I think those are probably our key spaces to make dark. So that's the who. Let's get into the how we make, how we make these spaces dark and amazing. There's this huge trend going on and has been for, gosh, at least a year, if not more, called dark academia. And it's kind of those kids that grew up in the days of Harry Potter. And they want these really dark academic kind of vibes and moods. And we always love a dark room. But we had one of our TikToks actually get noticed by an Arc Digest writer. And they wanted to know if they could feature this room that was shot. Yeah, it was actually Rachel Parcells' library. So some of you can picture what that looks like. And they wanted to interview us about like how often, like what a, how often do you make a space dark? And you guys are just really taking this trend by the,
lapel.
Yeah. And we were like, no, no, this is just a design principle for us. Of course we were like, yes, we are. Let's talk about all the spaces we make dark. Mm-hmm. And we of course, you know, lean into the interview, but it's just a truth for us in design. It's not a trending thing. No. It's not something based on the world of Harry Potter or TikTok happening. It's just a total vibe and a mood.
Feeling.
It is.
Complete feeling. We talk a lot about like compression and release and that. I have a quote here actually from Frank Lloyd Wright. It said, Wright abided by a design principle he referred to as compression and release. In his structures, before entering an open, spacious area, one must first pass through a narrow, constricting one. And that's the same kind of thing for color, you know, and just like what's happening on the walls around you. Is that a lot of times in public spaces, you're going to go a little bit more neutral since like all these walls bleed into other walls and it's really hard to define a mood in like an entry to a great room if there's not like dedicated casings. But it's that same compression and release when you exit a bright area and tuck away into a deeper area. There's something like that happens to the brain that feels so good. Mm-hmm. And that's that compression, and going in and out of that space is an experience, and one you shouldn't like abandon like in your own spaces. And you'll notice it if you're going to like a great restaurant or things, you'll start to notice that happening in spaces that you love. Like it's powerful.
Yeah, it is. You guys, Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding and loungewear transforms lives by offering the best, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Did you know that it's been featured on Oprah's favorite things list 5 years in a row? Guys, Oprah's not wrong. In 2018, the bamboo sheets were it. 2019, the pajama set was it. 2020, the bamboo jogger pants. 2021, she featured the socks, the lounge socks, and 2022, the waffle bath towel bundle. Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, so you're going to sleep perfect temperature year round. And Cozy Earth's luxurious cozy loungewear is made from temperature regulating viscose from bamboo, and it's going to fit every body type. The thing that I love about the sweats is that they drape really pretty. They're not like that stiff kind of loungewear. So they look really good too. On Saturdays, I always wear my Cozy Earth loungewear top with my denim, and I'm never more comfortable. I'm not too hot. I'm not too cold. And I feel like it's really flattering too. So I'm a huge fan. If you guys want to take advantage of this, you can do it in time for Mother's Day. And you can save 35% right now if you use our code. So you're going to go to cozyearth.com with promo code DEARALICE. Again, save 35% at cozyearth.com and promo code is DEARALICE. Great stuff. Okay. So how do we choose a dark wall color?
How do we choose a dark wall color?
Yeah. Or their favorites that we go with for, let's just take the dining room or the powder bath. What do you want to start with?
Let's go powder bath because it's a small space.
Love it.
Typically, we're inspired by the person. So a lot of times we will do a wallpaper. And so we'll start with that. We'll start with the wallpaper. It's kind of like the rug in a great room. You start with that. So I'd start with the rug, be it a woody wallpaper, be it the field. I want it to feel really dark. So I'm going to make sure that the background or the field color is going to be deep and moody. And I might be starting with like, I might have one that's like deep green from Portatelio. And then I might have one that's like more of a Merlot color. You know, are those things. And we kind of, we think about the human, we think about their favorite colors. clothes that they wear, we kind of like dive into like what they feel good in, they, their husband, and whatever. So think about, for you, think about what colors do you feel good in? Jess has the best book called Colorology. And it's funny. I mean, it has like your birthday and you look up your birthday and it says your color and it says like all your power moves because of this color and why it's you. It may not ring true to you, but like it's been science, y'all. Like I've been reading Jess hers and several people around the office theirs, and it's really interesting. So do some research and figure out what are your favorite colors? What saturations do you feel comfortable in? And even if it's not deep, take that color that you love and crank it down. Like look at a paint deck and find that color and then go down three and see what the darkest and the next darkest and start to sample those colors. If you just want to paint, you know, be it blue. Say you love, you look so pretty in Italian blue, you know, Italian blue might be a little light to like really feel it. It'd be beautiful, but try a couple samples down from that and start there. Or look, if you want a wallpaper, start to look at those, like just the colors that make you feel the prettiest or at home or remind you of something that you want to be reminded of. That's where I would start.
I love that. Your closet is a really good indicator of what you love and what you feel like you look good in. And so you can go with that. You might also have like a really great piece of art you haven't been able to find a home for. Powder bath's a great place. You can figure out how to flatter that painting, you know, by choosing its complement or by choosing something in the same field. And but I promise you, you've got more clues on hand than you don't. So, yeah.
And then once you find whatever's going to happen on your wall, then if you're, I mean, there's obviously tile, there's all those things that can be touched if you don't want to touch that. I think mirror and lighting is a good way to nod to the mood that you're creating with the depth on the wall, be it paint or wallpaper. And so I'd start to like find stuff that has a similar attitude, you know, to that, to what you want to show. Like if you're rock and roll or if you're polished and refined or like, what is the spirit of the room? And then that's what you're going to lean into.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Good stuff. So that's the powder bath. When doing your primary bedroom, so you have a green bedroom.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Oh, what do you have right now? Is it neutral?
Green. Dude, I did a neutral and I'm green. So bummed about it.
Oh, so are you going to do a green wall with a green bed?
I probably will. Or I'll do a compliment. Or I'll do a compliment to my green.
Like what?
I don't know.
Like peach?
No, like terracotta or something burnt or something to like pull it out. But I'll have to have something that inspires it.
Yeah.
Be it art or, you know, I'll find whatever that uses. Pop it. And then I could pop it. I did both of my boys' rooms dark, you know, just like tone on tone, sealing everything. And I love them. And then I'm just like, like it's for my husband and I, we'll just do like reticence. It'll be nice. It's like, it's completely unopinionated. It looks like completely, I forgot. Like all master bedrooms. It looks like you forgot, guys. You live there, you sleep there, pay attention. So that's on our list this spring is to paint our bedroom. Cause I don't know if you knew that, Tom.
It's on the list.
It's on the list. It's on my list.
Funny.
I love it.
I'm just like, I'm a designer and I have like such a neutral room, borophil. So, I want to be like, more bold.
What about furniture? Yeah.
Speak your truth, Corey.
I'm a little bit bummed that I did Grady's room the way that I did, because I just feel, I mean, I know like some of the pieces that I want to get for it, but I just feel like if I'm bringing in dark furniture with, it's like a dark teal. You saw it a couple weeks ago. I don't want it to feel like too, I don't know.
Doomsday?
Yeah.
I don't think everything should be dark. I think there should be something like, even if like I had a dark room, but I had a painting that had a lot of white mat and then there was some focus. I think it's good to introduce a little bit of that, you know, so long as it's not like bright IKEA white or something that's just going to like look out of favor in the space.
It also kind of depends on what you want your kids to do in your room. I know we worked for one client that she made her bedroom black so that she could focus and just sleep, you know, she didn't want to hang out in her room and like do her write music or write in her journal or anything. It was just like, she just wanted this concentration of dark to help sleep. And if your kids don't do a lot in their room, you could create these dark moods that feel like nighttime and they feel like sleep to them, and just sort of psychologically, you know, get there with a deeper, darker color that gives them concentration and gives them that feeling of, oh yeah, it's bedtime, you know? So I don't know if you want him to play in his room alone or something and you're like, I don't want it to be sad. It's the daytime then that makes a different case for what you're trying to do. I know today, like, we'll do bedrooms for kids that are greater than my master, like 100%. My primary bedroom. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they have like desks schmucks. For kids and sofas at the foot of the beds and a play loft upstairs with their own set of stairs. And I'm like, wow, your kids are going to play and do everything in these bedrooms. They don't even need your family room. You know, it's amazing, but it just depends on like what the focus is. Yeah. But there is kind of a mood when you take them in and you know what I mean? Like, I feel like your kids' rooms each have a real feeling about them. And they've got a depth to them that also could feel like, okay, it's time for me to get ready for slumber.
And I think hopefully you have windows egress in your kids' rooms and things. So it's a completely different feeling when I open up their windows versus when I turn it down and like we have blackouts. Like, you definitely feel it. But like in Nolan's room, like he has like a lighter, like kind of tweedy bed, you know, that was on purpose so that like regardless of whatever mood he's in, that will go with whatever he likes as a teenager. Mm-hmm. He's not going to like PJ Mask, you know, Catboy Blue then. You know? So I think when you're picking out your kids' furniture, I do think it's important to keep those pieces for kids anyway, a little bit more neutral just because they're still growing and figuring out what they like, but have it be able to adapt to whatever they're into so they feel like they can be expressed.
Cool.
And I think you can always pull that color, be it paint, whatever, into just like some of the bedding. I still like white bedding, especially with kids, because you can bleach it. Mm-hmm. Dirty little things. So bedding's white, but they have a great like Pendleton coverlet, or they have like a cool zebra pillow or something that adds attitude and like makes a space interesting. Mm-hmm. So
that was going to be my next thing, how to bring like mood into a room with like textile and furniture. That was my next question.
Mm-hmm. I think your mood is in for sure the textile. I think it's in your art. I think it can be in like those topical things in your lamp. Nolan's super into Harry Potter. He's into snakes. He's into those things. So we have like on his nightstand, there's like snake lamps that are in gold and but a light shade, but it's against this blue and it's really cool. And I think the art can say a lot about what the kid's into. It doesn't mean you need to get posters of PJ Masks, but find things that you want to teach them.
Yeah.
I think give them an expression board, give them a pin board or something. Speaking of a kids' room podcast. anyway, but just like some way to express themselves and put up their medals and put up pictures or pieces of art that they drew at school that they want to be proud of while they're learning and growing into themselves, but have a pin board up so that they can do that and they can express that. But I remember we got, Tom held on to it. I'm so glad he did. He got these like Nikes years ago. And like sometimes like if they're special Nikes, they'll send like these little pieces of art and things. And it was like on tissue, but the typeface was rad and it just says Be True. You know, and it's super editorial looking and it's really, really rad. And he like kept it in a folder forever. He's just like, I didn't want to throw it away. It's really cool. We've had it framed for Nolan's room and I love it. And I think that that's something that, it looks cool. It doesn't look kitschy. It's not live, laugh, love or anything, but it's something that I always want him to remember just to be authentic, be himself. Like don't question that. That is something that will always live in his room regardless of what color he's into.
Yep.
So I think just like your art, the things that you put on top of that moody space, that's what expresses you. If it's wallpaper, that's what expresses you. But I think that's your job to get curious about yourself or about the people you're building these rooms for, be it your kids or whatever. But
yeah. Cool. Thank you.
Really great. Yeah.
And so bedding, good. You can always do, I have Cars bedding still on his bed, you know, with a light field and then we have a white quilt. So you can put whatever you want. You do not have to like go into themes, guys, but Pottery Barn has like really, again, kids podcast here, guys. Anyway, they have a lot of really good themes that they do really well and it lasts. So like your sheets and stuff for your kids, that's where you could go to inject what they're into. And then it's something to spoil, like you can get rid of when they're moving on. Mm-hmm.
Great tips. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah, I love that. That's great. And that's such a cheap thing to grow up and replace. It feels like a big deal to them. A big surface is covered in their favorite thing. But then we all know we don't have to repaint that room or we don't have to recarpet that room or, you know what I mean? Yeah. Easy for parents to change that out as they grow up and they're embarrassed that they still have that comforter because their friends are coming over, you know?
But do you guys remember like even as kids, like going into spaces that felt different or like your own space? And I'm like, I hope that they remember that blue, like how they felt, you know, compared to the hallway color from steam to the blue and like what that did to like their mood and like their ability to feel and act on what they're supposed to do in that room.
You know? Totally. Yeah. I like that. That's really good.
So we've talked a little bit about Angie Harrington's dining room as far as a color and making a mood. Dining rooms may or may not be as prevalent depending on if you're living in an older home or if you live in a more formal way, like in the South, or if you choose to live, if you choose to live in a more formal way, here in the West, but yeah. Sometimes you don't always get, do you have a dining room in your house, Corey?
Yeah. Yeah. Like a little nook.
Dedicated room that could be its own color?
No, probably not, because it's like three walls. It's just a cutout, basically, in like our great room.
A lot of window, too.
Yeah.
Which is a beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Do you have a dining room, Sue?
No.
No.
Acting surprising. Shocking, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Well.
But it would be really fun, too.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, because I think dining rooms can be such a mood, and like it just kind of forces you to entertain.
Definitely.
And if you have a dining room and you don't use it, yes, we've talked about reallocating to making it a space that you would use, but try and use it. Like make it a fun space that you can't help but gravitate to.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the cause. If you're not reusing your room, figure out how to use it for the purpose that you started with.
Yeah.
Or how to change it into something that you want to use.
Totally.
And make that a mood.
I like it. And then you could be that person that throws the parties.
Oh my gosh.
Right? You could be the magnet for your friends and they could all be like, let's come over to your house. Yeah. There's almost like an occasion, I feel like once a month, where you could use your dining room and like really make a moment out of it, which would be so fun for celebrating life. And we need to be better, I think, at celebrating life and wins.
Not saving your best for what is
for last. For last. Like Martin Lawrence Bullard. Yeah. Not saving your Hermes butter knives for last. Use your china every day.
Exactly. Yeah. We have a client who has three little girls. And we did a really great formal dining room for her, and it's wallpapered and the trim and everything is just like this deep color. And again, it's that compression, and they eat there every night. And they love to pick out like fancy things to eat on. And I'm like, what a cool memory for those little girls to like be able to tuck away into that area. And like being a kid's hard, like it's a safe place. I think too, kids want to be in a safe place. And I think adults too, we just want to be hugged at the end of the day and told everything's going to be all right.
Yeah.
So, and I think it invokes good conversation.
And connection.
Yeah.
Right. And totally. I feel like we need to be able to make those moments for ourselves and other people if we don't have that person in our life.
Yeah.
And so sometimes a mood maker like this dining room can be that for you and for your friends, right?
Totally.
You can be the one that throws the baby showers and the whatever else, but
yeah.
If you build it, they will come, right?
And make it a mood. I don't think it has to be big, but I think it can be opinionated. And if it's opinionated, I think you'll be proud to express yourself and therefore you'll be proud to invite people over. Totally. I don't have a big house, but there's lots of things that I am proud that we've collected. And therefore, like, I like to have parties at my house.
Yeah.
And like, is it perfect? No. You know, is it an evolution? Absolutely. But like the people are there and the food will be good and the music will be banging, like, and we're going to have a good time.
I love it.
You know?
Yep. So that's amazing. That's so great. So whether you have a dining room or not, you can still have a good time.
Have a party.
If you have one, make it a scene. Living room, same thing. If you have it, it's another great place to gather. Mm-hmm. Make it a scene. Primary bedroom, evoke a mood. Your office, if you're so lucky to have a home office.
Smarty pants.
Like Corey does to make music in, definitely set that scene. I think it builds concentration.
Totally.
There's no reason why not to have that be something really special. Or maybe if the rest of your house is color and you want a white office to help inspire you, then you're doing that. But I would say make it different than the rest of the house. Yep.
I know we've kind of designated these spaces, but honestly, there's in the house that we moved into, they were cowboys. But bless her, I love the woman that lived here, old Barbara Park. She painted the bathroom on like just that. It's kind of would be considered a powder room, but it's also my kid's bathroom. Uh-huh. She painted the whole thing orchid purple. It is orchid and it is purple. And like when you looked at the listing pictures, like it was all, everything was terrible. It was the worst. And then like she just had so much chant all over the walls. But man, when you stripped everything away and when I'm in that room, I feel so pretty. Like, and it's just so fun that she enveloped. She did the ceiling, the walls, the trim, the cabinetry, everything in this orchid purple. And I'm like, ballsy Barbara Park.
That's awesome.
Good for you. And like, I don't know. Like, I kind of want to pay homage to, like, if we ever remodel, I want to keep that. I want to keep a piece of that because I'm like, that's rad that the boys have a purple bathroom, orchid bathroom.
That's so great.
And like we're getting new, we're installing the mirror and we got sconces from Alice Lane recently and we're going to put it up. And
that's exciting.
Tom's like, do you want to paint it? I'm like, if we do, it'll be similar to orchid, but just any room like that you, if you like color, and even if you don't like color, like just try it in whatever like level you're comfortable with mm-hmm. and see how it makes you feel. You're gonna love yourself. And I feel like a commercial, but anyway, I think you'll be surprised by how good you feel and how pretty your skin looks in a color.
That's great. I love that so much.
Color. Jess is wearing like the prettiest blue. You should take a picture of this and put it on the show notes.
Very anyway, bright.
I think she wears it. Every time you wear it though, like your eyes look so pretty.
Thank you.
And it looks good with everything. It's that whole idea of color blocking. Like yes. Pink's so powerful, guys. Color's so powerful.
Totally. Corey, you have a pink primary bathroom.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. Well, the tile. Yeah, I absolutely do.
Yeah.
Do you know what it was based off of?
What?
Like my wife loves pink, obviously, but so do I. So when I was a kid, I bought a car. It was my first car. I skateboarded everywhere all around Springville. And I was like, man, this bass came out that I really wanted. And it was a pink bass. So I sold my car to buy the guitar and I skated everywhere again. So
amazing.
Until I could save up. Cool. So, and it's pretty much that same like shade of like shell pink. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of like tip of the cap to that bass that I still have actually.
I love it.
But based off of memory.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
You think about it, you can't not, you're like, that's part of your identity.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. And
so good.
And I got lucky and they messed up on my floor tile. So it's like my entire bathroom's like wainscoted in it. And they did that for free because they messed up on the floor tile. So I'm like, hey.
Oopsies.
It's a trade, you know?
Yeah. Oopsies.
It's a trade. Oopsies. I got the whole bathroom tile. Yeah.
I got the perfect shade of shell.
Yeah. That's so great. I love it. Yeah. I like the connection to something that's meaningful to you. It makes it actually easier mm-hmm. in some ways to find that perfect color. You don't have to go into this wasteland of like, I don't know who I am.
Well, it kind of goes back to what you were right? saying. Like look in your closet. Let's just kind of like look at the things you've gravitated towards like your entire life. And like, that was something I was like, man, this is so awesome. And like, you know what? 15-year-old kid is like, mm-hmm. I want this pink bass. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I thought it was so rad and cool. And that's always been, you know, like a good memory. So yeah, mm-hmm. I was just kind of like going back to things that I love and trying to pull those in my interiors, you know?
Yeah, that. Totally. So, yeah. The stuff that you do wear or the color that you always wanted to wear, that you thought you could never pull off. Yeah. Try that on.
Yeah.
Like try it on in your powder. I think that's really fun. Cause I think there's always colors that were just like, you know, make you excited. Like I loved mm-hmm. like yellow right now or like citrons and chartreuse and anyway. So in some portion of that, like how could I put that in? Is it in the art? Is it in, mm-hmm. you know, do I find a fabric shade? What do I do, you know, to pull that in?
Yeah. So, I love that. Yeah,
be inspired, guys.
So good. So, so good. Well, I hope this is helpful, you guys, trying to create your own moody space. I think you have hints all over the place as to what your favorite color is. And I double dog dare you to dip your toe in the water and to choose a color this year and to try it on.
Maybe we should say if they do that, they send us photos.
Ooh, please do. Yes. Will you tag us?
Yeah.
I think they should tag us at Dear Alice, or should you do at Alice Lane Home? Because they'll see
Alice
us.
Lane Home.
Alice Lane Home, yeah.
Tag us at Alice Lane Home and also maybe give us the hashtag that this is your color that you're trying on in 2023.
If you've already tried it on and you're just super
stoked about it. If you're already doing it and loving it, yeah, please send that in. We want to see them and celebrate them with you.
Yep.
Yes.
Awesome.
Awesome, guys. Yeah. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Hey, thanks for listening. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating. Want mom bragging about your thoughtful Mother's Day gift? Give her the ultimate and luxurious loungewear from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Go to cozyearth.com, enter Dear Alice, and save up to 35%.